This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House and the Capitol.
First is a summit with President Biden, including an Oval Office meeting and a news conference. Zelensky is later expected to address a joint session of Congress. That comes as lawmakers consider America's biggest yet infusion of aid to Ukraine, some $45 billion. The timing is critical because Republicans who will take House control next month say they will start giving more scrutiny to Ukraine aid.
That was AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. Australia's foreign minister is in China for talks seeking to mend a long break in high-level ties that have prompted trade sanctions and political frictions. On arriving in Beijing, Penny Wong thanked China for the invitation, which comes on the anniversary of 50 years of official diplomatic relations between the nations. Wong said she looked forward to discussing important issues. She was due to meet with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi later Wednesday. Her visit is the first by an Australian foreign minister to China in 4 years. A large swath of the United States braced for a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions already hammering the Northwest and expected to disrupt plans for millions of holiday travelers. Bitter cold and heavy snow are forecast to hit the plains and upper Midwest. Some places in the northern U.S. could see wind chills approaching 70 degrees below zero. Even warm weather states are preparing for the worst, like Texas and Florida. This is VOA News. The U.S. congressional panel probing the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol wraps up its work on Wednesday. Its final report outlines its case that former President Donald Trump should face criminal charges of inciting the deadly riot. The report is expected to be more than 1,000 pages long and include the rulings of more than 60 federal and state courts as well. It will be issued online. A report issued by the democratically controlled House Ways and Means Committee finds that required IRS audits of Donald Trump were delayed. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A report issued by the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee finds that required IRS audits of Donald Trump were delayed. Committee members voted along party lines Tuesday to also release tax filings of the former president, who broke political norms by refusing to release the information on his own. The full level of detail that will be revealed is uncertain, but lawmakers say they expect to release 6 years of tax returns for Trump and 8 affiliated companies. Some sensitive personal information will be redacted. The 29-page report summarizing the committee's work was issued Tuesday night, but the tax returns themselves may not be released for several more days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have banned female students from attending universities. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Afghan women in Kabul chant the slogan, "Do not make education political." But the latest Taliban edict, effective immediately, cracks down on women's rights and freedoms. A member of Unity and Solidarity of Afghanistan Women says, "Once again, the university is banned for women. We do not want to be eliminated. It is shameful that the international community, the United Nations and human rights choose to remain silent." Despite initially promising a more moderate rule respecting rights for women and minorities, the Taliban have widely implemented their strict interpretation of Islamic law or Sharia. I'm Charles de la Desma.
British rail workers at 3 train operations will take strike action between December 26th and 29th in a dispute over pay and jobs security disrupting rail services in central and southwest England, a union said on Wednesday. Rail workers from Cross Country, Great Western Railway and West Midlands trains will each strike for 24 hours, the TSSA union said, adding to a winter of industrial action in Britain. Ghana's economic growth slowed to 2.9% year-on-year in the third quarter of this year, compared with 6.6% in the same period last year. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.